Hi, this is Ryan Kingsley from Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day. Today we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and a challenge that Paul gives all of us. Have you ever noticed how easy it is to mistake comfort for spiritual health? In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul describes how the believers in Corinth saw themselves. They believed that they had arrived. They thought they had everything they needed. They considered themselves rich, wise, strong, and honored. From the outside, they probably looked like a very successful church. They were respected in their city, productive members of society, and perhaps even known for doing good in their community. At first glance, that sounds like the picture of a healthy Christian life. But through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Paul saw something they couldn't see. He saw their blind spots. The Corinthians had become comfortable. They had believed that they were good enough. They were not hungering and thirsting for the righteousness of God anymore. They saw their wealth and self-sufficiency and believed that's all they needed. They believed they were wise in Christ, yet were not faithfully following his teachings. They thought they were strong, but human strength always has its limits. That raises an important question for all of us. Are we becoming more like Christ, or are we simply striving to become better versions of what the world has to offer? In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus tells us, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." We as God's people should be longing for more of God. The Apostle John reminds us in 1 John 2, "Do not love the world or the things of the world. Everything this world has to offer is temporary. The things of God are eternal. We should be focused on the eternal." In this chapter of Corinthians, Paul points to his own life and the lives of the other apostles as examples. Their experience looked nothing like the worldly success the church of Corinth claimed. Instead of being honored, the apostles were despised. Instead of appearing strong, the apostles looked weak. Instead of being considered wise, the world called the apostles fools because they lived out the message of the cross. As Paul wrote earlier in this same letter, "The word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." We should notice how Paul responds to hardship in this world, too. When he was insulted, he blessed. When he was persecuted, he endured. When he was slandered, he answered with gentleness instead of revenge. Why? Why would Paul be so different? Well, it's because he wasn't trying to reflect the values of the culture around him. He was seeking to reflect the character of Jesus Christ. The closer Paul followed Christ, the less his life looked like the world and those around him. Jesus himself warned us in Luke chapter 6, "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you on the account of me, the Son of Man." Following Jesus has never been about winning a popularity contest or measuring success by the world's standards. It's about faithfully representing Jesus Christ. Now, this doesn't mean Christians should seek out hardship or reject God's blessing. Paul isn't saying it's wrong to have a good job or provide well for your family or enjoy the gifts God has given you. But we should recognize that the more we focus on living the life God has called us to, the less we will focus on the worldly things of this life. The worldly things of this life should never become our identity. Our goal is not to be admired by the world. Our goal is to be more like Jesus, faithfully shining his truth and his love into a world that desperately needs to know him. So today, take an honest look at your own heart. Are there blind spots? Have you become comfortable with a version of Christianity that asks very little of you? Are you more concerned about fitting in with culture around you than faithfully following Christ? Paul ended this section of scripture with a simple challenge: imitate me. In other words, imitate a life that increasingly reflects Jesus. May that be our desire as well. Not merely to know the truth, but to live the truth of Jesus every single day. This has been Ryan Kingsley from Lifeway Community Church in North Bangor, New York, your pastor for the day.